Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I love Green Day.
Mm-hmm. Hump day.
Hump day. Well, for many people, it is hump day. For us, it's the last day.
Yeah, you know, I got up and looked. I looked at iTunes for the new music and then went, it's not Friday.
It's what not Friday.
No? It's Wednesday.
It's so, only Wetness so Day.
Mm.
Right. But it's my Friday.
Mm. I love it. I'm so happy. Tomorrow, my flight's at like 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God. You leave right away.
Right. So we're going to... I basically turned my alarm back on for tomorrow. I'm like, I'll just leave it on. It'll be fine. Get up, make my coffee, sit around, wait. I got to, you know, it's just the day before we leave, so I got to make, I mean, I've got lists going for the boys, a little checklist of crap they got to do. And
oh, no.
It's fun. It's you know, it's just a.
Did you hire a sitter? I'm serious.
Yeah, we did. We actually have neighbors who are gonna make sure to call the police if they throw a party. I'm only half joking. No,
you know they won't, though, don't you?
Mm-hmm. My neighbor. Oh, my neighbors will.
No,
the kids.
Your boys won't throw a party. You know it.
I told them that they asked if they could have some people over, and I said, "Well, how many? I mean, people is such a vague term, you know." They're like, oh, you know, a couple people. We'll just have some people over. I'm like, a couple? So you're each going to have one person? No, they'll, you know, they usually have.
If they were going to do dumb crap to your house, it had been done by now.
They're I not, feel that way.
Mm-hmm. They're beyond the age of having a kegger get out of control.
That's what I was going to say. Because, and they're older now, so they kind of, and they seem like neat freaks. Well, your one son does, so I don't think anything.
The one son's a neat freak. The other son, who knows? I've never been in his room. So
he's going to have an EDM party.
Yeah,
oh, that'd be cool.
He'll have an EDM party online. It'll be great. Right. He'll be raving in his room, and Riley will be like, "Keep it down in there. I'm trying to sleep. I have to get up for work." I'm a regular person, EDM freak. It's really exciting though to go. I mean, we've done weekends away here and there as the kids got older, but we've never flown away from them. It's exciting. You know, a lot's happening in Florida right now. So they're getting ready for me to get there, you know.
What do you mean?
We got like a rumble in Miami. Army Hammers.
Rumble?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Vinny, there's the funniest damn story. You ever heard of a rapper named Pooh Shiesty? He's a finger sniffer. Mm. Well, you're going to hear about him today.
My boy.
And, you know, I was like, Pooh Shiesty? Whoo! He's like, Pooh Feisty. It was really just a fun read this morning. So Brent and I had a giggle about that, and he pulled some music. And that's happening in Miami. I'm flying into Miami tomorrow morning, so I'll be there to pick up the pieces for Pooh Shiesty.
Go find your boy Pooh.
I got to go find Pooh. You know,
lucky
maybe
you.
I can bail him out or something. And then in Orlando, where all the magic happens, Army Hammer's there doing sex rehab or whatever. So I'm like, oh, it's all happening there. It's great.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, my mom.
Army Hammer's doing rehab. Is that what you just said to me?
Yeah, drugs, alcohol, sex addiction. I got the whole story coming up, but the.
And this is his bid to get his career back. I'm guessing.
I guess, or his kids, or something. He's in a big, you know, his wife's divorcing him. Nobody likes him. He wants to eat people. I mean, it's
You know, I really think that stuff got completely taken out of context. I don't know for sure.
Right.
But it sounds like he was just being dramatic.
Yeah, that stuff was just embarrassing.
And his own type
of... It's the rape allegation that's the real problem for him.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah. That's a totally different thing. But the sex talk stuff just seems like nonsense.
People go crazy.
I mean, look, nobody's ever said that to me, so I've never heard that kind of...
I want to eat you alive.
Yeah, I've never heard that
kind of stuff. I literally want to cut off one of your arms and barbecue it.
And it might sound...
startling.
Out of place,
right?
Coming out of, you know, the people I spend time with. Person, I should
say. You know, it would be delicious if we deep fried your fingers. Let's try it.
It would come as a complete surprise to me. She's never said anything even remotely close to that. But my point being, I'm sure anyone who's with him is like, this is what this dude does. He talks crazy crap. Right. And
I'll bet he gets real dirty. Like, we saw the stuff that's, like, alarming. But I'm sure he's really, I'm sure he's a good sexter.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not defending the guy because it sounds like he's been up to some nonsense. But yeah. I just, as far as that goes, it seems like just nonsense talk between two people on phones, right?
Yeah. Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, I'd be really surprised if a guy like Army actually did cut someone's arm off and barbecue it. I would find that surprising.
Right.
You know. But my mom sent me the so Florida. I'm gonna go check. I'll go check in on Army in rehab in Florida.
Nice.
Yeah. Make you know, I mean, I got some business to take care of there, and so I'll do that. My mom sent me the weather forecast. It's like 87 every day. 87 with thunderstorms.
Well, that's why the people move there.
They do. They love it.
By the way, let me ask you a quick question before we completely move on. So does it mean I love you or I'm more into you than, say, any other guy has ever been if I say I want to barbecue your arm? Like, is that, I'm so into you that
I want you into me.
Yes.
I want you to nourish me.
I mean, is that what he's going for there? You do the sexy talk. You tell me.
I don't know. But I agree with you that in context, it's fun to say crazy weird sex things. You know, it's sort of fun to say because and it's a fine line, you know, as a person who is trying to perfect dirty talk, which that is who I am. I mean, I really try to come, because the thing is, you know, you have enough sex with someone, like John has heard a lot of the things that I've said before, and I can tell when something landed, you know, like let me explore that vein.
Okay, and I'll give you an example of what I guess I'm getting at, which is, let's say, of course it's not going to happen, but that you and John are split for some reason, and now you take your best material.
Oh, no, I drib and drab it.
Guy, and he'd be like, head clean off, what just happened to me? This lady's insane. Like, that's,
I wouldn't
right?
come at him with the stuff I give to John. The stuff I do with I say to John is not, we've built up to that.
Right.
You know.
My point exactly.
Right. Yeah, you got to build up. So I don't know if, you know, truthfully, I've seen the sexts that he sent that were cannibalistic. I mean, I have to think that's just him being kind of funny and
crazy.
Just, yeah, like I'm over the top. But I didn't see them from more than one person. Like, does he want to feast on every girl that he... And by feast, I mean actually eat her arm or leg.
I'm not sure if, like, he's just trying to say I'm so into you. Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't know him. I don't know what he's... And I've never, like I said, I've never had anybody say anything remotely close to that to me.
Do you think you'd like it? Should we try, Vinny? Should I text you? Should I sext you something? Something about how I want your toes?
No.
I can tell just from the smell of them that they would really send me over the moon. I want to make Vinny toe soup.
I'm sorry to report.
I want to see your little toes floating in a bowl.
Your little
that,
toes.
Naked all, ladies all continue to be about all I need. I mean, there's just not...
Let's take it to the next level.
Yeah. It doesn't sound appetizing.
The next level could be something besides that.
I'm going to take your cab to a deli slicer.
Couldn't it?
Well, it could, but maybe that's where I want to go.
All right.
What are you trying to hold me back for?
I don't know. I have a story about sexting and phones and all that in the news, though.
Oh, good.
So.
Yeah, I love that stuff. It's funny because a few years ago, what got us started on this? Was it the congressman who...
What's Wiener is his name?
Yeah, Anthony Wiener.
Right. Mm-hmm. But also Snap. We started screwing around because Snap was supposed to have these pictures that disappeared, which we didn't really get.
Well, we tried it and we said, no, I just screen captured that. This is not...
Sucka.
I know. Oh,
my God.
Yes.
What time is it? Okay. Have you heard the story? Speaking of screen capture, did you hear the story about the bass player for Megadeth?
Yes. So... Yes.
Holy smokes, man.
But the thing is that he's a...
Preacher? Yeah, it's even weirder because he's a preacher. Go on.
No, I didn't know about that. The girl, you know, somebody released all this stuff he was doing with this. But she was 19 at the time, and she's even said, she came forward and she said, I was always of age, and it was... But they split with him anyway. They said, we didn't like you anyway.
Well, they've had issues. He sued one of the guys in the band... The lead guy in the band years ago when they split the first time.
We should say, this is a band called Megadeth. This is the bass player. I don't have his name right in front of me. You know what?
Dave Ellison. Ellison or something like that. But the story you said that, the screen capture thing is what reminded me. Apparently, he had an online relationship with this young lady. Yes, he's 50-something and she was like 19.
Dutch girl.
But the point is that she recorded it. And she recorded it and then shared it with friends.
And the friends are the ones... He's not even mad at her, he says.
Well, the only person who has a right to be mad in any of this is that dude's wife, I guess. Because, you know, now she's publicly dragged into...
She had recorded 2 or 3 videos of him getting himself without his consent or knowledge, she said. She only shared with friends, but one of the clips leaked online and that led to this whole... That he was grooming an underage fan. She's like, I was of age the whole time.
Yeah,
but she was still 30 something years younger than him.
Right. The funny part, because this is just one of those online, you know, chances I guess people take. It seemed makes sense at the time, right?
I guess.
But I just lost my train of thought.
Well,
because the video went everywhere. I saw a bunch of articles from people who are like it who know him and are in the business and are like. Well, I can't unsee that. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah. They're pretty. The images are pretty.
I haven't seen it at all, and I don't want to.
Holding on to his handle.
Yeah, you know. I haven't seen it, and I don't want to. But
let me see if I can find them.
Don't.
I actually don't want to see it. He's even this picture they've got of him in the story here on Classic Rock and Culture. He doesn't look like a guy I want to see naked.
No, I mean, I don't think that. That's anyway, yeah. Whatever the point.
Dave Mustaine, though, the singer, he basically said, We already had a strained relationship. What's already been revealed now is enough to make working together impossible moving forward. I've seen too much.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what a lot of people felt like.
But that's what, you know, sexting can go wrong. It's not a, you can't trust someone you meet online.
Well, I hope
to
that
not share your
Army
Never
does
put your picture in your face.
I hope Army puts it back together. I do, and I didn't sound like I do because it sounds like a publicity stunt. But if he really is struggling with drugs and booze, I hope he can put it together and get his career back. Because you're one in a million if you make it in Hollywood.
Absolutely.
One in a billion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he made it.
Yeah, he made it. He's big.
He's the Lone Ranger.
Well, don't. You know, he's the guy from Call Me By Your Name, too. You know, he's a Winklevoss twin or two.
Right.
Yeah, he's, you know, he had a future. And honestly, some of this stuff is just screeching halt. Like, no, you don't.
His movie with J-Lo went away, right?
I don't even remember what. Had they already done it? Or
no,
something
I
they
thought
were working
that
on?
He was planning to fly away and go do this movie with her, and then they went, we can't.
Yeah, they recasted him.
Yeah.
I forgot with who, but it was about 2 months ago that they recasted him.
Some other tall, bland, blonde guy?
Yeah, basically, I think that's why
he
forgot.
He is bland, isn't he?
He is. I find him very bland. He's good in the stuff I've seen him in. I mean, he's a decent actor and everything, but he's not like a standout good looking. He kind of reminds me of like Greg Kinnear. Like, just bland. Fine. Mm. He's fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's Josh Duhamel.
Oh, Josh Duhamel.
That's why I didn't remember.
Because he's a loser. Is that what you're saying, Coco?
Just basic.
He's basic.
He's basic.
Just basic. Yeah. Doesn't really scream anything out to me.
No.
keeping
the
it
most
real.
Interesting thing about him is that he was married to Fergie.
That's yeah. what I was just about to say.
It's not, there's not a, you know, oh, that guy. Okay, well, cast him as wow. a guy who cruises by on a motorcycle, I guess.
I haven't thought of Fergie in a while. I wonder what she's doing.
I don't know.
Well, I guess hopefully she's hiding from COVID like everybody else, right?
Right. Exactly, Vinny. If you haven't heard of someone, it's because they're still home.
That was part of the story, which I will do in the news, was the how COVID had people using phones a yeah. lot more. And will that stay be the case? And
it is. It's hot, you know, John. Although John is like every dude. He just thinks you want to see his thing.
Well, you don't. I mean, you do, right?
No.
You don't.
You know, sure. All I need is one picture of it, though, and then I can refer to that if I need to. It's like, it's, you know, girls want words. Well, look, I'll speak for me. I want you, I want you to write me porn. Like, I want to hear what you want to do to me. I don't want to just see. Mm. Yeah, write me a little porn story.
Right.
I see it. Okay, great. I don't need it from other angles. I don't want to see it like with a, you know, bandana on. I don't need all the, don't dress it up. Actually, do dress it up. If you're going to show me more than one picture, put it in outfits.
You know, we should probably have this conversation on The Secret Show.
Let me write that down for The Secret Show. Hold on. I have a Secret Show topics thing here. What do I put this at?
Next time we do that,
girls,
let's do that.
Girls don't want multiple pics of your D unless
yeah, they do.
It's
I
in
get it, Sarah.
Cute costumes.
You have to act like you don't like
okay,
it.
Okay, we'll
understand.
Talk about that. I don't have to act like anything. If I liked it, I would tell you. You're just mad because I don't.
Anyway. Wow. You and Nicole, lying liars. Doesn't matter.
Nicole, would you rather have a guy, you know, use sensual language to tell you what he wants to do to you, or just another picture of his the
language.
Most important? Yeah.
Okay.
What yeah, about if course. I send you a picture of my butt? Are you into that? Would you be like, whoa, that's different?
You mean like Lord?
Well, surprise.
Oh, Lord sure. style. I would yeah. love to see a Lord style picture of you guys, because sure. there'd be some danglers there that I'd be interested in. That's a good angle. That's a new angle.
It is a great angle.
It is. And I keep thinking about like how that picture was taken, like who was laying on the ground shooting up.
I know.
Did she
well,
just
the
put
camera
her
camera guy was? What do
did
you mean?
Did she just put her iPhone on the towel and just kept walking over it back and forth until she got just and then she just grabbed the frame that she liked the butt. I don't. It's so.
What's that mode called? It's on your phone.
Timer.
Well, there's portrait.
No, it's when you
time lapse.
I think that might be it, but it's when you set it and then it takes multiple pictures at once.
Oh, burst!
Oh, like a burst.
Burst. Thank you. I couldn't think of it. So maybe
and
she
yeah.
did that.
You can actually set your watch up to take 10 bursts. You know.
Uh-huh. Brrr,
wait, your watch oh. takes pictures.
Well, your watch
yeah.
will
oh controls your phone.
Will, yeah,
trigger
pair
the
with your
phone, right?
And I
you
see.
Can take. So I always do that with family photos.
Yeah.
Every time we have a, you know, a party at the house.
You know.
Put a phone there.
I have found that some of the best pictures I ever have taken have been from videos. I just look at the video, and you can go frame by frame, and you just isolate
I do that
the,
too.
The frame.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just roll video on your family, and, mm-hmm. oh, and then good. The one thing where the kid is, you know, poking somebody or, you know, whatever the funny thing was.
Not blinking.
Sure, right. and now we're not blinking. Stop here. Let's use this picture. Anyway, look, it's Wetness Day,
mm-hmm.
so that's a good start. It's also Hump Day. All the good things happen on Wetness Day. Mm-hmm. I mean, there it is. So, and it's also our last day before vacation, so we're going to have a fun show
first
today.
Vacation of the year.
First vacation of the year. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. It's we have actually a lot of them coming up, though, so brace yourself.
Yeah, well, that's time to make up for lost time, isn't it?
It certainly is. Now that the world is open, we're like, oh, we should go do stuff.
Right.
Okay. KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.